Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
This morning, at the beginning of the second service, there was such a tangible presence of God. It was incredible. I haven't felt the presence of God like that for a very long time. It was hard for me to do anything. Now, I want to start by reading a story that you all know so well to get to one point to take you to the second story. So let's go to Mark 5, verse 21. Mark 5, verse 21. Now, I will more than likely share these stories to explain different points in the sermons that will be coming in the next few weeks. In fact, I know I will. But tonight's different because we're going to trust God to touch people tonight. Amen. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, have you noticed that Jesus is always crossing over the boats? And a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live." And look at Jesus. So Jesus went with him. Immediately Jesus gets up and goes with to heal the child. Isn't it beautiful? That's the God we serve. And a great multitude followed him and thronged him. In other words, they were rubbed up against him on every side. So there was a big crowd that was following Jesus, and while he was walking and on his way to Jairus' house, there was all these people rubbing against him, thronging him, because there was a crowd of people around him. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Bam, right there. She said, before she went to him, she'd made a decision that she knew that if she could just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made well. But she makes a statement. She makes a statement. She's watched this Jesus operate. She's seen the way he touches people and they get healed. There's this, in the book of John, it says that the miracles were too many to put in books, that there would be pages and pages of books that would we have to read to tell all the miracles that Jesus performed. So don't think the few that you read in the Bible are the only ones that he did. He did many more. So this woman had obviously seen Jesus perform these miracles, or maybe she'd heard of them. But she was fully persuaded about who Jesus really was. She was so persuaded that she knew that if she could just get to him, if she could just reach out and touch him, that she would be healed. She didn't even want him to come to her house. Some of us need a theological sermon before we'll be persuaded that he is the healer. Some of us need a theological debate and 25-page essay before we'll believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. She didn't need Jesus to come to her house. She just said, "If I can just reach out and just touch the hem of his garment, that something's going to happen." In order to have a breakthrough, in order to have a miracle, you have to have faith. Faith is real. It's a substance that exists. You can't see it with your natural eyes. Faith exists the same way that the wind is real. Faith is also real. It's a substance. It's actually in motion. the substance of things hoped for. It says, now how many of you believe that the wind exists, but you can't see the wind? So how do you know it's there? Faith is the same. It has to be in motion. It has to be activated. It has to start working. It has to start flowing. When I pray for people, I know when there's no faith. I'm not saying that's why they don't get healed. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general. I can move down the line when I'm laying hands on people. And it's like I'm drawn to the ones that are open, that their faith is activated. They're trusting God for a breakthrough. Some of them come forward for prayer and they stand like this. Or the one that I can't stand the most is this one. You want God to touch you, brother, I'll pull your hands out your pocket so fast. Listen, the woman with the issue of blood was willing to risk it all. She was not allowed to do that. She was not allowed to be with the people. She was unclean. She was willing to risk it all. Does that sound like someone like this? But when we go up for our miracle, when we go and trust God for our breakthrough, we do it in such a way that we don't go desperate. We don't go hungry. We don't go with a desire, with a belief, with putting faith into motion, that the substance begins to activate and begins to move on our behalf. Oh, that wasn't my mic. It was actually me. I had a lift there. We've been struggling with my mic. So that was really me, guys. I actually went, I don't even remember what I did, but it was weird. Amen. I have been in services where you can't preach. The people don't let you preach. The presence of God, they're pulling so hard. They're desperate for a breakthrough that they pull. You can't. You want to get up and preach. As soon as you get to the pulpit, you just realize that there's no point. Their faith is activated. They're ready to be touched by God. They're ready to have their miracle. They know that God is in this place. And when they like that, there's nothing that you can do. You just go with it. You just let God do what He wants to do. Yeah, you say that when you come up for prayer. If I see you doing this, or if I see you looking at me. Where I come from, we call it a warm club. It means a warm slap. Amen. Sounds better in Afrikaans. Amen. I've stood here. This church, the other church, other churches on the top here. And I'm lifting my hands and I'm praying for people for deliverance. And there's people standing in the line, waiting for God to touch them. And some of them look at you like they're waiting for you to do something. While the others are standing there, so desperate to be delivered, so desperate for the nightmares to stop, so desperate for the voices to go away, so desperate that they stand there weeping and crying. And as you begin to pray, the presence of God comes. You don't even have to touch them. The power of God comes upon them, and they're not the same again. Why? Because of their attitude. Their faith is already in motion. The substance has begun to work. It's a real living thing, just like the wind. Faith is required when we desire to see God moved. It's required. It's one of the things necessary. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Which means that it's almost like a currency. I hate to use that word, but almost like the currency of the Spirit. It works. Everything flows out of faith. Without it, the shop is closed. Amen. You have to be just like that woman. Now watch. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, the word power there is dunamis, Jesus realized that power had left his body. He realized that something, that someone touched him and drew what was in him out of her because of the faith that this woman had. He knew that someone touched him and that faith was activated, and that when she touched him, that power went out of him. Who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched my clothes? But the disciples said to him, "You see the multitude throng you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" In other words, Jesus, everyone's touching you. Everyone comes up for their healing. Everyone comes up for their breakthrough. Everyone's trusting for their deliverance. But who's touching him? Who's really touching him? Who's really desperate? Who's really desiring a breakthrough? Because many touch him or throng him, but few really touch him, to the point where he does nothing. But because of her faith, power comes out of him into her, and she's healed just like that. Isn't that amazing? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, watch, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." What is it that caused this woman to be healed? It was her faith. Her faith was put into action. Many thronged. Many wanted to get close to him. But it's the one that believed who he was. The one that understood that this man that stands before me, this Jesus, this Christ, this Savior that stands before me, he's no ordinary man. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Messiah. There's power that will come out of this man. I need to touch him. And when I touch him, my life will never be the same again. Amen. Okay. Now let's go to the main scripture for today. Mark 10, verse 46. Mark 10, 46. Now when they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet. So while Bartimaeus is busy, he's busy crying out, he's busy screaming, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The people got so aggravated with him that they tried their best to actually keep him quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now watch. So Jesus stood still. Jesus stood still. What I love about this story is Jesus is on his way to continue his work. He's on his way with his mission. And while he's on his way, we see him stop for someone who is desperate, someone who is crying out, saying, "Lord, I need you to touch me. I need you to deliver me. I need you to heal me. I need you to restore me." He's crying out, and Jesus stops. The Bible says that he stood still. You see, that's what happens. When you cry out to him, when you reach out to him, when you're desperate, when everyone says, "Be quiet," but you go, "No, I'm not going to stop." When you press in your prayer room, when you come forward and you don't care what anybody looks at you or thinks of you, while you're in your chair over there and you're worshiping, you don't worry about what anybody says or anybody thinks. You're going to cry out. You're going to worship. You're going to lift your voice. You're going to believe God for your miracle. Something happens in the heavenlies. He stands still. He stops for the one. Listen, I have been shocked at how God goes after one person. I have been amazed at how God desires to save a marriage. I've seen it. I think to myself, this marriage has no hope. And I look and see how God goes after them. Then he sends another one to them. Then he sends another one to them. Then he sends another one to them. God goes after the one. He goes after the one. He will stop for you. The one who cries out to him. The one who seeks him. What I want to know tonight in this room, are there people here that he would stop for? Are there people here that would cause him to stand still? If you close your eyes for just a second, try and picture it as though it's really happening, like he was really walking by. Is your faith and your desire and your trust and belief in him and what he does and who he says he is it enough to cause him to stop and tonight in this place defy the laws of nature and begin to touch lives and begin to deliver lives and begin to heal people and begin to just save souls and deliver marriages and deliver broken homes and touch children that are broken and hurting and give you all the restoration in your soul from the hurt that you suffered with? Are you in a place tonight where you're desperate enough to stop him from just moving on? He stood still and he commanded him to be called. And then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, arise. He is calling you. He is calling you. Be of good cheer, rise. He is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "Watch this now. What do you want me to do for you?" Church, tonight in this place, what do you want God to do for you? What are you trusting him for? What are you believing him for? What do you need in your home? What do you need in your marriage? What do you need in your business? What do you need in your finances? What do you need in your health? What is it that you need from him? What do you want me to do for you? This is what he's crying out this evening in this place, because we believe in this place that it's our God who heals and the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's the God of restoration. He's the God of healing. He's the God of peace. Listen, restoration means restoration. That means the marriage. That means your children. That means your family. That means your body. That means every part. He's the God of restoration. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will go open. But there has to be a desire. There has to be a serious desire from you. A serious desire, a serious want in your soul. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, teacher, that I may receive my sight. Now watch. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith, what? Has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. We come to church week after week. Who really wants him to touch them? Who really needs a miracle? If you need a breakthrough, I mean a real breakthrough. If you're really desperate, if you really want him to stop and stand still for you, where are you? Let me see you. Let me see who is in this place that says, stop for me, Lord. I need a breakthrough. I need a miracle, Lord. I need a healing. I need a deliverance. Right there where you are in your seats, just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Just begin to cry out to him. Just begin to speak to him right now. Just begin to cry out to him. He is the God, our healer. He is the Lord, our deliverer. He is the Lord, our banner. He goes before us. He is the good shepherd. He is the one who provides for you. He is the one who restores your soul. He's the one who leads you by still waters. He is the one who can touch you right now. If you believe it, lift your hands. Begin to worship. Cry out to him like he's in the room, because his spirit is here right now. Holy Spirit, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you touch them now, right where they are, Lord. Father, fill this place with your presence. Let's begin to worship him right now. And let him touch you right where you are. We worship you, Jesus. Who's desperate? just worship him. I give to you just gently. He is the Spirit of peace. Oh, let your peace fill this place tonight, Lord. Let your presence fill this place tonight, Lord. Father, you know every need. You know every desire. You stood still, Lord Jesus, and you healed the disease. You healed the infirmity. Father, right now I pray that every sickness will be touched in this place. Every deliverance will be done in this place. I set you free now in Jesus' name. I come against fear right now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of fear in the name of Jesus. Healing to your family, healing to your body, healing to your soul, your mind, your spirit. Be healed in Jesus' name. Just receive it now. His presence is in this place. Just receive it. Just reach out and touch it. Just take it now. His presence is here this evening. You don't need me to lay hands on you. Just reach out and take it for yourself. He is here. He is here this evening in this place. Just reach out and take it. Just reach out and touch it. Just fill this place, Holy Spirit. Fill this place tonight, Lord. Father, I thank you for her life. Yes, for her life. For the enemy came and tried to destroy your life, tried to kill you before your time. You actually knew this was what the enemy wanted to do, to destroy you, to wipe you out. But tonight, you are like the woman with the issue of blood. For there will be a great deliverance that will take place in your life this evening in this place. And tonight, the enemy will be struck down in your life. For every time you step up, and every time you recover, it feels as though this thing doesn't leave you alone. But tonight in this place, I strike down that enemy now in Jesus' name. I strike down that spirit now in Jesus' name. Death will not be your portion. You will not be taken ahead of your time. And you will be free from all kinds of depression and oppression. Tonight, in Jesus' name, now, in Jesus' name, now. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. Let's give the Lord a shout. Come on, let's give Him praise tonight in this place. If you are here this evening and you are being tormented by fear, by the enemy, he doesn't leave you alone. If that's you, just lift your hand up for me real quick. Come to the front real quick, quickly, quickly come. Just for that, just for that. Don't come for anything else, please. specifically asking for people who are being tormented by the enemy, that suffer with fear and anxiety and depression. Those are the, that's the call, nothing else, please. Can the body reach out their hands and begin to pray? Begin to pray, begin to intercede for these that are in the frontier. Now, be healed now. Lucia, now. 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 In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a clap. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap in this place. The presence of God is here. You don't need me to call you out. Just reach out. Take your miracle. In this atmosphere, you can reach out and take what God has for you in this atmosphere, because His presence is here this evening. Amen. Amen. How many of you here say that I love Jesus with all of my heart? Do you love Him with all of your heart? With all of your heart. With all of your heart. Restoration and peace and healing will be your portion tonight. God did not pass you by tonight in this place. Just receive your healing. Just receive His love and His peace right now. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Father, just fill her now with your peace that surpasses understanding. In the name of Jesus, she's yours, Lord. Same again. Depression goes, hurt goes, and pain goes, rejection goes right now. Never the same, because tonight something has changed, something has shifted. You will see the breakthrough even in this week. You will see the breakthrough. Things will begin to change. That one that you're crying out for, you will see the breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap. Amen. Hey guys, this is the first night of the series on healing. It's going to increase. And faith will go up over the next few weeks. And you're going to see God do some incredible things. Because as our faith as a church begins to increase, so we'll see God move even more. God is going to do something incredible in this city. And you are going to be a part of that. You will be a part of that. Because you will be like one of those that was spoken of. For these signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out demons. They will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. They will speak with new tongues. You will be one of those that believes. You will have faith, small like a mustard seed. But that faith will be put into motion and will begin to get activated. And you will lay hands on them in the highways and the byways, in the shopping centers and in the business places, in the schools and in the coffee shop. You will lay hands on them and they will recover. They will recover. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor tonight in this place. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Healer. Let's give Him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you so much for what you have done. Father, just, Father, in this week, we just want to draw even closer to you. Father, draw us. Draw us unto you, Lord. That we would seek you with all of our hearts. We love you so much. We are so thankful to you for what you're doing in our lives. Father, I thank you for these precious people. I pray, Lord, tonight that many of them you've met tonight in this place. you've encountered them and you've seen their need, Father, and you will meet that need in Jesus' name. And I just pray as they go tonight that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Spirit will be your portion even in this week. Go in His peace, not as the world gives it, but as He gives it. A peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that is undeniable and indescribable. We love you so much, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.